morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. My name's Kiri Ann. I've just got little Asher in there with you guys, and I was just wondering, yesterday afternoon Dr. Vanessa said that discharge would likely be Tuesday this afternoon, but should just touch base with you this morning. I just wanted to know how everything's going, if that's okay.
Certainly, Kiri Ann. Let me just pop you on hold, and I'll just go check with her. I won't be a minute.
Thank you.
Here, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, mate. We're still waiting on part of the panel.
Okay.
Which is weird. So we did the experiment this morning and gave meloxicam first and waited half an hour.
Okay.
And then gave meloxicam, sorry, metamide, first,
yep.
Just to see if he would throw it up, and
yeah.
no vomiting.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So not eating, but also not vomiting. So
okay.
Pros and cons of sending him home without knowing what the rest of the blood panel is. We may need another medication.
Okay.
But I have already started him on SAMe, which is a liver protectant.
Right, yeah.
Because part of the panel's come back and GLDH is elevated. That's liver enzyme specifically.
Right, okay.
So I'm expecting to see fatty liver, basically.
Right, okay.
So I think he'd still be right to go at 2:30, as long as the protocol can be that you can give him the metamide first, wait half an hour, and then you'll be able to do the rest of the meds.
How many times a day is that?
Some of the meds are only once a day.
Okay.
The antibiotic is twice a day.
Okay, perfect. So metamide
is twice a day as well, depending on his appetite.
So metamide, wait 30 minutes, and then give the antibiotic.
Yeah, he's on a liver protectant as well, so there's two meds to give.
Okay.
And like I said, we gave those other meds in a crop feed, and he kept the crop feed down.
Okay.
So I think if you're mixing it with a little bit of formula, you draw your meds up and then suck a bit of formula up in the same syringe, I think you'll be able to give it directly.
Okay. Is there any other supportive care I need to do after taking him home? No. Okay.
Just keeping him warm overnight if we do get those cool nights. So like a heat light or something in a warmer environment overnight, if it gets down, below 20 degrees, it's going to be a bit cold.
A bit cold, okay.
Mm. So he's had a heat light on in here in our aircon.
Yeah.
But in the normal temp that we've been having through the day, he should be fine.
He should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And when do you think the bloods will come back? Like, is there anything that I might
have
to do?
I expected him back today. No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Look, I'd be really surprised if we see liver problem. I mean, kidney problems, but that's the other reason for doing the panel.
Yeah.
He honestly, look at him, you wouldn't even know anything's wrong. He's flying
really?
From side to side. He's flying up to the cage guard for the heat light, hanging on, like... Yeah, this is the first day. Like, he's still not eating on his own. That worries us, but it's also something that could be happening because he's in here.
In hospital,
and he's been crop fed. So I think I would like to see how he goes because at least we're open tomorrow,
we're
here till 1. If there's any problems, you can call us. And worst case scenario, if you're still worried about him, I'll hospitalise him over the weekend, But he's bright enough to go home and you've got the skills to treat him, so...
I was just worried about the crop feed because I haven't been taught how to crop feed. I'd love to.
No, I don't want you to crop feed.
You don't?
We never recommend you do that at home, ever. Yeah, it's too risky. You can kill one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll send Mum to come get him at 2:30. Are you just going to write something down or is it all like on the... Okay, perfect.
No, I'll write it all out. And the blood panel, if the whole blood panel comes in, I'll just send you home with a copy of that as well.
Oh, amazing.
But the main take home will just be, have you got a digital scale at home? You can weigh him once a day in the morning.
Yep.
Perfect. Just do that. First weigh in of the morning before he gets any fresh food. You want to see that his weight's not dropping dramatically.
And is there anything I can do specifically? He's a bit of a fussy eater. I've tried converting him a few times to pellets, to crumble, everything.
Mm.
Is there anything I can give him to entice him that they specifically like that you're aware of?
Well, we won't do it right now, but if this infection resolves, at the revisit, we'll talk through how to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a whole kind of session in itself. We'll talk you through how. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah, but if you can't do it while you've still got the crop infection, so.
Yeah, true. Okay.
We'll talk about that next week.
Perfect. Well, I'll send Mum down to be there at 2:30.
All good, mate.
Perfect.
We'll see you then. What's your mum's name?
Mum's Julie.
Julie. Okay. Yeah. We'll see Julie then.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
No worries. We'll talk to you tomorrow, probably. I'll usually call you only because we call for an update the next day. That's all.
Oh, the next day? Yeah. No, I'm available all day tomorrow.
Cool. Perfect. Excellent. How's your work day going?
Pretty all right. I don't want to jinx it. Pretty all right.
Yeah, that's right. Touch wood.
Which concerns me because I don't know what the afternoon's going to bring. But
that's right. It's Friday.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yes.
Anything can walk in the door. Yes.
Exactly. Hopefully not, but yeah.
That's right. Well, I'm off to do a guinea pig dental. I wish you a good afternoon.
Oh, gosh. Same to you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. All right, mate. Talk to you then.
Perfect. Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.